On the ordering of chaotic bodies of poetry. 1. Ovid knew about this. Spilt blood of Adonis to stanch the anemone's pale throat. A tongueless woman hatched into a bird takes flight. 2. And Callimachus, after the ink had bled into the cracks in his fingers, the cross-hatched fibers of his skin, his catalogue complete, could he still hear in the rustle of papyrus their clamorous voices rising above the lyre? 3. Aristophanes arranged the Pindaric corpus into 17 books, hymns and paeans in one book each, dithyrambs, processionals, maiden songs, and poems for dancing in 2 books each, with perhaps an added book for purely secular maiden songs, 4 books of victory songs, and a book each of encomia and threnoi. He performs a careful anatomy, amygdala, vitreous, heart, every organ observed, the spinal column opened to reveal the twined sinews, the fascicles of nerves, before fluids pool and obscure. 4. So much more orderly than Sappho, strips of lyric used to line sarcophagi, lovers' words poured into desert sands. We scour the rubbish tips at Oxyrhynchus for her remains. 5. I can hear their voices, like a fine whisper of rain coming over the field. I read late into the night. 14 March, 1917. Ronville Observation Post. Looking out towards no man's land, what I thought first was a piece of burnt paper or something turned out to be a bat shaken at last by shells from one of the last sheds in Ronville. From the War Diary of Edward Thomas. 6. Their whispers in the archives. A small Walker's backloop pocketbook bound in pigskin and priced at 2 shillings. The covers and the pages are concaved and creased, suggesting that he was carrying the diary when he was killed at an observation post on the 9th April 1917 by a shell blast during the opening barrages of the Battle of Arras. 7. Stitch the torn spine closed with quiet words and lines of moving light and shadow. Smooth the creased skin over bone-white pages and clean the concaved wounds with cherry petals soaked in rainwater. 8. Nadezhda Mandelstam hid her husband's poems in cushions and saucepans, kettles and baskets and shoes, interleaved in the pages of her dissertation on linguistics. And when the idyllic era of cushions had passed, she hid them in memory as she worked nights at the textile factory in Strunino. 9. Samizdat blooming like Gilia after desert rains. 10. And this one too. A visiting card with the name Dr. Miklós Radnóti printed on it. An ID card stating the mother's name as Alona Grosz. Father's name illegible. Born in Budapest, May 5th, 1909. Cause of death, shot in the nape. In the back pocket of the trousers, a small notebook was found, soaked in the fluids of the body and blackened by wet earth. This was cleaned and dried in the sun. Coroner's report on corpse number 12, exhumed from a mass grave in the village of Abda, Hungary, at the end of the Second World War. 11. Take this fluid-seeped notebook in your hands. See where the ink blooms and clots on the page. This tissue-thin poppy, risen from wet earth, cleaned and dried in the sun. 12. The gracile fascicles carrying fine shivers to her brain as she stitched each poem into its booklet. 13. A return to biology. Poems slotted into kingdom, genus, species, sliced and stained with methylene blue and mounted on a slide, a taxonomy, a poem laboratory. 14. Japanese stab binding, Ethiopian, Coptic, stitched, glued. These are the principal kinds of binding. 15. A.W. Lewis, 1957, recommends the following tools. Bone folder, glue kettle, needles, brushes, hammer, and tenon saw. A good sharp penknife, a paring knife and strop, an awl. Sewing frame, nipping press, standing press, lying press, and plow. 16. I hear their voices when the rain falls and chestnuts clatter on the roof. Their clamor as the corms and roots and seeds rot in wet earth. 17. And then there was Liu Baikang, sentenced to 18 years for counter-revolutionary incitement, who attached words to the legs of locusts. Tyranny, long live freedom, and flung them over the walls of his prison into the air.